Thank you. Just a brief thought. We'd establish the theory that there is this balance when it comes to making brachot. On the one hand, we try to limit as much as we can using God's name in order to maintain awe and reverence for God, at the same time as trying to push to say as many brachot as possible so that we have a sense of familiarity and closeness with God. And the middle path we found was one has to say at least 100 brachot, but never say brachot that aren't needed. And straddling that line between trying to figure out what's necessary and what isn't, and how to reach that 100 is a complicated point. Now, there are many days in which reaching 100 brachot is not complicated. If you add up all the brachot that we say in tefillah, and if you eat as many snacks as I do, you're covered quite simply. But there are times when you are hampered, and here we have v'shabbat v'yomtev. So when you've got Shabbos and Yomtev, when the Amida is a fraction of the length, has far few brachot, or betanit, or antanit, when you can't have as many snacks as I usually do. Shechaserim in mei brachot. So what do you do? How do you straddle that balance now? Do we now start saying you should do brachot shein at tzricha, start getting out different vegetables and saying bripri adam on different vegetables? The answer is no. So how do we cultivate that closeness, that familiarity with God without violating the reuse of God's name? And this is the suggestion of the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Mashlimin, how do we complete the 100? B'mashim echavnin lebirchot shleach tzibur. You should pay attention to the bracha of the Shliach Tzibur and say amen to the bracha that they're saying. Ubirachat hakorim b'torah, and the people who come up to the Torah to say the bracha. V'amavtirim v'onim achrim, amen, and to the people who are saying haftorah and laning as well. V'gam b'birchas anenin, and try and fit in extra snacks. So when you get told on Shabbos there are no calories, that's not true. But it is an added value to try and get more brachot and to have some more snacks. But what comes before, he says, try and do b'birchas anenin, and he says, say amen to other people's brachot. And it strikes me that that's particularly poignant, that one of the means to establishing closeness with God is not just by you finding other means of having snacks and saying brachot and recognizing God in your life, but actually by recognizing God in other people's lives. By saying amen to other people's brachot, we get the sense that you foster closeness to God, and that is hopefully what simcha is. When we hear of other people's joys and we understand other people's blessings, it isn't something against us that we feel a sense of resentment or unhappiness or disparity, but we say, you know what, you've got bracha, and I see God in that bracha, and that makes me closer to God too. And if we get 100 of other people's bracha, it's also worthy. So although we've had simchas in the last couple of days, I want to say how much that we've been sharing in that simcha, and we wish you a mazal tov. And I know John is now on the other side of the country to participate in his daughter's wedding this next few days, and we share in that simcha too. And I wish everybody smachot. I don't know, Arthur had and Ruth had a grand son, and it was grand, had a grandson just a couple of days ago, and we share in that simcha too, and we should all share in many more smachot and find Kodesh Baruch Hu in each other's blessings as well.